It's on the back there. Lucio
Jacobel.
Lucio Jacobel. Now, who has their name on a bottle of Montauk rum? Anybody? Raise your hand. All right.
How are you?
There's a man who's raising his hand. I'm good. And you?
I am wonderful. Wonderful. Beautiful day here in Southampton.
All righty. Good. And it's a good day to have some Montauk rum.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about the brand.
So Montauk rum came about once we launched Hampton Rum Company. So Hampton Rum Company was out of West Hampton Beach, and we needed a place to distill it. We were doing it in West Hampton Beach. Sandy came about, took our legs out from under us. So we started producing it out of Colorado, Mile High Spirits out of Colorado. A friend of mine said, don't lose your traction, come out here, we'll distill it for you. After a couple of years of distilling out in Colorado, we now have found another distributor, distiller, out in Greenport. And we will be launching in late September, early October. We'll be producing and staging or aging in Riverhead. So here's our product. We have two brands. One is Sunburn, which you see right here, which is a cinnamon infused. And we have Black Sail, which is a four-year-old aged rum, an American oak out of Kentucky. The oak is out of Kentucky. Everything is U.S. made and branded, other than the label. The label was a designer out of Australia. Notice the lovely label, the Montauk Lady and True Montauk Lighthouse, but Long Island within the body. So that's a cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What brought you to this kind of business?
A labor of love, making it a bathtub rum, and you were called the rum guy, and finally someone said, why don't you bottle it and produce it? And here we are, 4 years later, again, beautiful Southampton.
It was a saying, I don't know what the answer is, maybe you do, but just came to my mind, rum runners. I think it was a time when, people were running the rum, with the Scotch?
So that's how the name Montauk, we used the name Montauk. Rum runners were actually on the coast or the end of the world, if you will, out of Montauk. They would go 3 miles out, grab the whiskey from Canada, bring it into Long Island, the rum runners would come in, take it into New York, and they were coined rum runners. But they weren't only moving rum. Whiskey, Canadian whiskey, all kinds of products. Great
See
stuff.
That? I had no idea. I was just coming out of nowhere with that comment. Yeah. And you sure Teddy Roosevelt didn't take a little play with the Rough Riders?
I'm sure Joe Kennedy might have taken
Kennedy,
a piece.
Yeah, he had a couple of hips here. So, darn, you know, but that's a pretty, the lighthouse is a fairly semi-dangerous location. Maybe they moved into Camp Hero.
Matter of fact, so we are launching a gin in the near future, and we're going to pay homage to the camp on Montauk. So they were part of the Rough Riders, Teddy Roosevelt, and the name
good boy.
Name will soon be announced. So,
great. All right.
Greatly appreciate your time.
No. Thank you very much. We're all about good news, positive things. What's good news for you, sir?
Good news is drink responsibly.
Beautifully stated. Last question. We're involved with International Day of Peace. In fact, we did it at Gurney's, and I'm in the Montauk Sun out there, and they're part of our sponsorships and others. September 21st is 193 countries in the UN agreed to a Day of Peace. So we're like promoting this message. We have Times Square, Central Park, things like that. What's peace mean to you? Say your name again, too.
Lucio Iacobelli.
Lucio, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me is well wishes on everyone in the United States and abroad. Unfortunately, the news promotes a lot of difficulties in the world. There's more news like you that should promote all the good things that people do for one another, such as the firefighters, the police department, and all the good people that are on Long Island and all over the world. So, peace to all. It's Sunday, it's a great day. Just remember where you came from.
Beautiful, thank you so much. You know, and actually I'll just add one thing, because they're talking about doing an auction here right now.
Yep.
And the auction is all about money going to, I think, Mothers Who Help. I don't know what that organization is, but I'm gonna go over and check that out right now.
Good for you, I might be following you right behind you.
Beautiful, man, thanks.
All the best.
All right.